Welcome to Wedding Hot Dog, where we plan a wedding on a podcast. Today we're going to be talking about passion dust.
Yeah, so the story here is I was at a union meeting, like, bored because people were bitching about things. And so I was trolling Facebook, and I follow Vice on Facebook. And I saw this headline, and I was fascinated by it, but I didn't click on it because there was, like, a 17-year-old lifeguard sitting next to me.
17-year-olds don't know about glitter.
They don't know about glitter, and they don't know about vaginas. So I didn't want to, you know...
I don't know if the guests can hear the cat that's purring right next to the phone, but welcome our guest cat.
Spock. So the title of this article is, maybe don't buy this glitter pill to put in your vagina, which, like, yeah, feels like obvious advice, but apparently it's not.
Oh, the pill comes with a warning saying, do not swallow.
Oh, yeah, don't swallow, but certainly, like, you know, shove it up your vagina.
A viral Facebook post from a page called Passion Dust was hawking a product purporting to make your natural vaginal fluids sparkle and be flavored with a hint of sweetness.
Yeah, that sweetness, you know what that's called? That's called a
sugar.
Yeast infection. Yeast,
yeah, that's yeast food. Uh-huh. It's, it makes your vagina much sweeter to the yeast. I messaged the page to ask for a sample to see if this product was for real, because honestly, you've got to be shitting me. When I didn't get a reply, I looked into who was selling the product and who was buying it. After not being able to find a single earnest review on Passion Dust's Facebook page, I tracked down one customer who claimed to have gotten her, quote, intimacy capsules in the mail, but had not yet used them. She sent me a photo. Wait, so she sent you a photo of a vagina that was not glittery?
Maybe of the pills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it does exist, at least for one person, but the following could serve as more reason not to waste your... So this is like investigative journalism at its least interesting. Like, the investigation yielded, like, that nobody's buying this thing. So it's one of those examples of, like, it's more fun to just write the article based on, like, here, there's this Facebook page. Gynecologists are already speaking out about this product being a bad idea, but for an array of reasons, read yeast infection.
I love yeast, though. It makes bread.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever made vagina bread?
Maybe.
I know I haven't. Okay. This is a family podcast.
We're talking about families.
That's right.
That's how you make a family.
The domain Pretty Woman
the
Inc.
The bread machine.
No, I get it. So I'm right there with you.
Okay.
I'm stepping in what you're putting down. The domain prettywomaninc.com, where Passion Dust has been sold, is registered to a person who goes by the name Lola Butterfly Von Karius.
Uh-huh.
It's the same moniker a Facebook account carries that is emblazoned with the MS Paint reminiscent marketing theme of Passion Dust. Rainbow-colored butterflies and cursive text on a black background. All right, that sentence needs some work.
There's a video? What's the video of the vigidio?
let's see. Let's just hit play. I forget whether this stuff gets captured in the voice recording.
Oh, yeah.
So, this video is awesome because it's a portrait mode video being rendered in a widescreen display embedded on a portrait mode webpage. So we've just got this tiny rectangle of video right in the middle of the phone.
Buying a product. Oh, no.
I hit back. I did it wrong.
It's okay. You can undo it. There you go. Buying a product for your vagina from someone who refers to it as a Yara should be enough for pause, but hopefully the aforementioned evidence of dubiousness make it more clear that the intentions of the seller. I still feel shame for ever being attracted to this product, but understand as someone who has a vagina and loves glitter that I was the perfect target audience. What?
So,
I have a vagina and I love glitter, and I don't want to put glitter in my vagina at all.
So, okay. So, if you're concerned about the yeast infection, What if it just wasn't sweet?
No, I'm not just concerned about that. You shouldn't be putting particulates in your vagina.
Oh, okay.
That There's all sorts of, like, folds and stuff in there. That's true. Who knows if those particulates are clean.
Invaginations, they call them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, apparently yarrow means water lady or little butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that much smaller than a butterfly.
It's just smaller than some and bigger than others.
Yeah, but according to this, it's a little butterfly. It's certainly smaller than a water lady. It should be little water lady.
Are they talking about a vagina or are they talking about a vulva? Because I feel like they're talking about the vulva.
It's a colloquial usage of the word. People use it to mean the same thing.
Willow, what are you doing?
Welcome Willow to our podcast.
That's our doggy.
She's definitely chewing on something down there.
And by down there, we mean at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Not in anyone's vagina.
Not in anyone's yara. This is a classic wedding planning podcast.
Yeah, so definitely crossing off glitter for my vagina for the wedding night, just FYI.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would have been perfect promo material for Glitter Mitten Grove.
Oh, man, you're right.
Yeah.
You would have gotten all the gamer girls' yeast infections.
That's right. And that would be my legacy, my true legacy.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm looking through all these, like, Google results for vagina glitter pills, and they're all like, don't do this thing this Facebook person wants you to do. And this one says stop doing it as if anybody was doing it in the first place.
I bet you people have done it.
The more important question is vagina bread a thing? Oh, yes. Cosmopolitan says, the woman who made sourdough bread using yeast from her vagina just ate the bread.
Good for her. Delicious.
And it tasted fine, FYI. I thought it was hard to come by, like, sourdough yeast. I thought that was, like, a thing.
I don't remember what's weird about sourdough, but something's weird about sourdough.
Yeah.
I think it's just hard to get a good sourdough started.
Ah, she sourced the yeast with help of a dildo.
Why didn't she just use her hands?
I mean,
it's just like, you have hands.
You just pick up the dildo and it's already there. You don't need to stick new things in there.
These newfangled things called fingers.
Yeah, there's just no need to dirty a finger when the dildo's already dirty.
Fair.
Oh, the bread smelled great while in the oven.
Of course it did. It was bread.
What if it was glittery vagina bread?
I don't think I want glitter in my bread. Like, I would eat glitter on cake.
There's got to be some sort of edible glitter.
There is. There definitely is. I've seen it. I've eaten it.
Okay. Is it just like sprinkles, but smaller and shinier?
Basically, yeah. I think it's made of sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can look it up. You get a phone.
Okay.
We could, this is kind of like wedding planning, because maybe we'll put some of this shit on our wedding cake.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
Edible glitter and dust. Lair cake shop. Oh, yeah, there's all these images of edible glitter.
Delicious.
Is this a close-up of, oh, these are like little hearts.
Those look like toenails from here.
Yeah.
That's really gross.
That's why I zoomed in. Because they looked like, I don't know, like little pieces of pork belly to me. Toenails and pork belly. Basically the same thing.
Delicious.
There's got to be something we need to do to plan a wedding.
Oh, you want me to get my list?
Yeah, let's come up with something. Oh, we've got 10 more minutes to fill. I think you're lying on it.
On the floor.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes sense. Alright,
let's see. Edible glitter from fancy flowers.
Oh my god, my phone is so bright. Why is it doing that to me?
Tablespoon.com.
53 days to go, Jim.
As of this recording.
Mm-hmm. Did you put the other one on?
No, that one goes live today.
Whoa, fancy. Alright. We need to, let's see. We need to buy my under-the-dress essentials.
Oh.
fancy.
Do you...
Editor's tip. This might sound crazy, but it's true. What you wear under your dress is almost just as important to looking good in your dress as the dress itself. Ideally, you want to buy before your first fitting.
Are we talking about, like, Spanx?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into it.
Read under the dress essentials. All right. There's a photo that's not loading. Bridal fashion has taken a sexy turn in recent years. Like, oh, okay, I'm just going to keep reading.
That's the nature of so hot dog podcasts.
I'm just, like, so annoyed already. Designers like Galia Lahav.
Yeah, just uses deprecatory tone.
Ines DeSanto and Ravini are redefining the traditional wedding dress with daring cutouts, plunging necklines, and curve-hugging styles that leave little to the imagination. Okay, just so we're clear, listeners, this is not what my wedding dress looks like. So there's that. But this one does kind of applies. Your dress is cut close to the body and clings to my tummy area. I mean, it clings to a lot of areas, but my tummy is part of it. The essential. You'll need some shapewear that can smooth and pull in your problem area, your lower stomach.
Oh, man.
Like, this is so, like, shamey.
Yeah.
Look for one with either boy shorts or with a thong bottom to ensure you get a seamless finish. Wow. I'm not wearing a thong on my wedding. That's ridiculous. Like, who wants to have a wedgie the entire time they're getting married? I'm just going to want to pick it the whole time.
Yeah. Sounds like about as good an idea as, like, pregnancy Spanx.
Yeah. Your dress fits snugly around your upper body. The essential, bend the dreaded bulge with an upper body undergarment that will smooth out your back.
What? Okay,
look
keep going.
For one that's lightweight and flexible so you can still move around naturally. Spanx Haute Couture Nouveau Slip, $168. That's like...
Just wear a rubber band.
$168 is like...
It's more than I make in a month.
That's maybe true. I don't know. Not this month.
Yeah, hopefully.
Your dress shows off your curves, especially from behind. The essential. Find a pair... This is true also for my dress. Find a pair of special shorts. I feel like that needs quotations, but it doesn't have it. That can give your behind an extra boost. Look for shorts with padding that looks and feels natural. Why do I need padding? I already have so much padding on my butt. Why would I want more?
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Your dress has a sexy open back. Mine doesn't. It has a little bit of a V in the back, so that's nice, but it's not an open back. Open backs are cool, but not what I chose. I do kind of want to find a bra that's not so horribly uncomfortable as the one that I currently have, so that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need a strapless one, but the strapless bra I have, like, makes me want to die.
Can you take an existing bra and just remove the strap?
Oh, man. I mean, at that point, it's not gonna, like, existing bras are comfortable because they, you know, use the straps and the, like, the part that goes around your, you know, your chest to kind of hold it all together in this, like, kind of cohesive, like, what is the word I'm looking for? Like, everyone's working together.
Holistic.
Holistic, sure. Like, kind of approach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if I were to try to design something like this, I'd start looking at, like, bridge building.
So strapless bras, what they do to, like, hold everything together is they're, like, really, like, they're tighter, first of all, and they tend to be, like, wider, like, in, like, you know, normal bras, like, maybe, like, 2 to 3 inches, like, from top to bottom in the back. But the strapless bra is, like, more, and it has, like, some, like, kind of boning in it to, like, really kind of... keep it all in there.
Yeah.
It also has this, like, kind of, like, material that's, like, kind of rubbery almost. So it, like, kind of sticks to your skin. So it doesn't slide around too much. It's just so uncomfortable. Maybe I don't need to wear a bra.
I always say you never need to wear a bra.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying maybe it, like, fits well enough that I don't. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. So that's the thing that we just talked about. Good job, us.
Yeah.
We need to plan our big exit. So there's two exits we're going to do. We're going to do one where we, like, we get married, right?
Right.
And then we, like, leave the ceremony's place, right?
Yeah.
We did the thing. We're married.
Are we going to get, like, party poppers?
No, because we're getting married at the Botanic Garden. They would hate us.
Yeah. What about organic party poppers?
We're not allowed to, like, throw anything, like rice or flour, petals or paper. Yeah, we're not allowed to, like, leave a mess.
Okay. Well, petals aren't a mess.
Petals are a mess.
It's already a... What about, like, grass?
Native... Some fucking grass clippings from when we mowed the lawn.
Yeah, they'll probably wouldn't even be able to tell. Okay, so no throwing things.
Uh-huh.
Can we use air horns?
Oh my god. Why am I marrying you?
I was just gonna walk off, but you're the one who wants to make a party out of it.
Okay, fine. We'll just fucking just, like, you can just storm off. I'm just gonna walk off.
Okay. We can get a boombox.
No. Well, we have someone playing violin.
Okay.
We could dance down the aisle.
That's true.
There's not really an aisle. So there's that.
Oh, was that the where we're gonna use Por Una Cabeza?
Yes.
We could start listening to that, and then I could just storm off, and then you could follow me.
And then I'll just cry.
Yeah.
Just make me cry and cry and cry and cry and ruin my makeup that I'm gonna pay for.
Okay. How about if I stomp off?
Not acceptable.
Okay.
In any way.
Okay. How about if I take your hand and we storm off together in a huff?
In a dance?
Is a huff a kind of a dance?
Storm and dance.
Okay.
Storm off together and dance.
All right, and that was this week's episode of Wedding Hot Dog.
Oh, but we have so much to talk about still.
Yeah, but these people don't get to listen.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.